Biden launches nationwide workforce initiative for illegal aliens. By John Binder on September 6, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has launched a nationwide workforce initiative that seeks to funnel millions of border crossers and illegal aliens into United States jobs, even as the labor force participation rate for Americans continues to decline. On Wednesday, Biden's DHS announced a first-of-its-kind national campaign to make millions of border crossers and illegal aliens, who have been released into the U.S. interior, aware that they are eligible for work permits to take American jobs. DHS officials wrote in a press release, "Hundreds of thousands of email and text notifications have been sent by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, in English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole, with additional notifications in Ukrainian and Russian planned in the coming days," emphasis added. "These notifications are the start of a government-wide effort to integrate newly arrived non-citizens into the American workforce. USIS will also begin distributing flyers to local NGOs, stakeholders, and migrants to explain the employment authorization document process and provide them with a QR code for instant access to the application," emphasis added. Specifically, DHS officials said they are mostly connecting with border crossers and illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Ukraine who have been released into the U.S. interior to remind them of their eligibility to apply for a work permit. Regardless of obtaining work permits, Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, Director of Research Stephen Camerata told The Washington Times that millions of illegal aliens are holding American jobs. Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, has estimated that Biden, in his first 2 years in office, has welcomed nearly 4 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. While serving as a boon for corporate special interests, most of whom are highly politically connected in Washington, D.C., and routinely advocate for mass immigration to keep wages low, the announcement comes as more than 44 million Americans remain out of the workforce entirely, not including the millions of Americans counted in monthly unemployment figures. Already, Biden has brought in so many legal immigrants and illegal aliens that foreign workers now account for the largest share of U.S. job holders since the numbers have been tracked. Researchers have found that a flooded labor market, a result of mass immigration, can easily diminish job opportunities and wages for Americans. One particular study by CIS found that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American has their weekly wages reduced by potentially 9%, as more than 18% of the workforce is foreign-born. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.